Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, it is the tax lady, Esther Goulias from EG Tax, with a look at deadline day. And Esther, I was saying before, I was kind of stunned over the weekend at how many people I talked to just did their taxes over the weekend. I thought most people had them in by now.
Well, I think most people do have them in, but a lot of people owe a lot more this year. Their refunds are much smaller, so you know, that kind of de-incentivizes you, you know, to get them done on time. But it's very important that if people can't pay, that they file or do an automatic extension. So if they do the 4868 and the New York 370, it extends the deadline to file the return till October the 15th. It doesn't extend the time to pay, but it extends the time to get the paperwork in.
You said maybe smaller returns or more people owe money this year. Is there a reason for that?
You know, they changed the withholding charts. I'm not into the mind of the withholding charts people, but I think what they wanted to do is give more people the opportunity to have more take-home pay, which is all great. But when you have an increase of $20 or $30 a week, you know, you don't think about how that all adds up, and $20 or $30 a week gets absorbed into your budget. So what we've done this year is tell people to go back to your employer and make sure that they modify that withholding, because you don't want the same thing to happen next year.
I mean, that's pretty interesting. Do people pay attention to their withholdings often, every year? Are people checking this? I mean, I think I did that a couple years ago, and then you kind of lose track of it.
Well, you see, Brian, because we're all electronic now, so you don't even get a pay stub. It gets deposited into your checking account, and you go, okay, that's my pay. But that pay is made up of FICA and Medicare taxes and New York State withholding and federal withholding, and so it really is important to get a copy of that pay stub and look at it and see exactly how much they're taking out. People would be very surprised to find out. I mean, I had a client the other day. They took nothing out. Nothing. I mean, they took out about $100. But, I mean, and he had a $50,000 salary, and he didn't understand how that happened. But when you fill out that W-4, if you are telling the payroll company, the withholding charge people, you have dependents, you have another job, you have this, that, and the other thing, other credits, they take less and less out. So it's very important to double check your withholding.
I mean, for a lot of people, the ideal return should be like nothing, right? Because you figured it out.
That's the perfect thing, but that's not how it people like. People like to get a refund. I had a client the other day who is a very successful person and would be very adept at their finances. And when she heard she got a refund, she said, oh, I'm so excited. But the thing is, you know, it's her money that she's getting back, you know, and people don't realize that. Unless you have an earned income credit, a refundable child tax credit, a refundable American Opportunity tax credit, it's your own money you're getting back.
It's like the bottle deposit, right? People forget about it. Like, you paid
there
this
you go.
When you
there
bought
you
it.
Go.
This isn't, like, go. Free for being a good green person or, you know.
Right.
When you see some of these last-minute people file in, I know that you have always said in the past that usually the people who wait the longest are the people who owe money and you don't want to go through the process. If you do owe money or if you are a late filer, I mean, what are the options on the table for you right now? I know you always say to just make sure you file and then worry about everything else later.
Right. Well, that's really what they want. They want the tax return because the failure to file penalty is 5% per month until it gets to 25%. Then there is the failure to pay penalty, which is 0.5%. So the failure to file is 25%. I mean 5%, but the failure to pay is 0.05%, 0.5%. So they really just want you to file, and you can ask for a payment program by using Form 9465. And that would be an installment agreement that you can make with the IRS. Of course, they're going to charge you the penalty for failure to pay, and they're going to charge you interest and everything, but the failure to file penalty won't be there.
Well, that's the good news. So you want to make sure you file. You have until the end of today to do it, and you know, anyone who's last minute, get on that. When do you start preparing for taxes for next year? I mean, and not just you personally. I know you're working around the clock. It's been your busy season, but for everybody else, like, are there things you can do now to set yourself up for an easier time next year?
Well, yeah, that's a great point, Brian, because you should really have your take a look at what happened on this year's return and have it not duplicate next year, like, for instance, the withholding. And the other thing is, if you have children that are turning 17 in 2024, your tax bill will go up $1,500 because the child tax credit goes away in the year that your child turns 17. So that means if this year in 2023 you got a $2,000 child tax credit, next year it'll only be $500. So those are all things you have to think about. And then obviously, you would modify your withholding based upon that, especially people that are self-employed or people that chronically owe money. They aren't even aware that they're being charged a penalty if you owe more than $1,000 or you didn't pay in equal to last year's tax liability. And so they, you know, I'll say to them, do you want to do estimates? No, I just like paying it at the end. But they're penalizing you. You realize, what? Oh, yes, there's a penalty stuck onto that balance, too. So, you know, those are things you want to modify so it doesn't happen again.
What's the best thing you've heard from somebody who just landed a big tax return that they didn't expect? Like, do they immediately go off and say, all right, finally, I'm going to buy that boat? It's got to be fun in that office when you get to deliver the news.
Well, when you make a client happy, that's the best thing that you can do. But you have to do it within all the guidelines of all the tax laws. No, I've never heard anybody that says, I'm just going to go buy a boat. But I have heard people say, we can go on that vacation now, you know. And so that kind of thing is great.
Hopefully you hear some of that today. Esther, thanks so much. Esther Goulias, the tax lady, CEO of EG Tax, joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.